Coffee Break French, Season 3, Episode 34. Bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome once again to Coffee Break French. In this episode, like in the last episode, we're going to be testing you on some of the constructions, the vocabulary and the grammar that you've learned in the past few lessons, indeed in the whole of this season. We're going to be picking some sentences at random, sentences either taken directly from the texts of Veronica, Katie and Alf, or based on what our characters said. And you'll have to translate these sentences from English into French. Now, if you're listening to the free version of this lesson, then you'll get 5 sentences to translate from English into French. If you're listening to our special extended members version, then you'll get 10 sentences and you'll also get access to our dictation exercise, which will really test your skills in writing French. Okay, it's time to get on with today's lesson. Question number one. I'd like you to translate into French. I have never really thought of that. I've never really thought of that. Okay, this is one of those sentences where you need to combine different words, and you also need to think a little about word order. I have never really thought about that. So first of all, our word for to think is penser, P-E-N-S-E-R, to think, the infinitive form. And we're saying I have never really thought. So we're putting penser into the perfect tense. Let's simplify it as much as we can simplify it. I have thought becomes j'ai pensé. Let's put that into a negative form. I have not thought. Je n'ai pas pensé. Now, in this case, it's not I've not thought, but it's I've never thought. So instead of ne pas, we use ne jamais. So I have never thought. Je n'ai jamais pensé. Je n'ai jamais pensé. And if we want to include the word really here, I've never really thought, then we can use vraiment. Vraiment. And the best place to put the vraiment is just before the past participle. So, in a sense, just like the English word order, I have never really thought. Je n'ai jamais vraiment pensé. Now, I've never really thought about that, as in that has never really come to my mind. To think of something in this sense is penser à quelque chose. Remember that to think of something, as in to give your opinion, what do you think of this? That's penser de. Qu'est-ce que tu penses de lui? What do you think of him? But aujourd'hui, j'ai pensé à lui. Today, I thought of him. I thought about him. So, I've never really thought about that. Je n'ai jamais vraiment pensé à ça, or à cela. C-E-L-A, or just C-Cedilla, A. Je n'ai jamais vraiment pensé à ça. So quite a tricky one there to begin with. I have never really thought about that. Je n'ai jamais vraiment pensé à ça or à cela. Okay, number two. I have been lucky to have spent an interesting weekend with my friends. I'll say that again. I have been lucky to have spent an interesting weekend with my friends. So again, we need to take this back to the basic expressions. First of all, to be lucky. To be lucky is avoir de la chance, to have some chance, literally. Avoir de la chance. So I have been lucky. That takes you into the perfect tense. J'ai eu de la chance. Eu is the past participle of the verb avoir. I have had. J'ai eu. J'ai eu de la chance. I have been lucky. To have spent. Well, you need to put in a de here. So I have been lucky to have done something. J'ai eu de la chance de. And in this case, to have spent. D'avoir passé. J'ai eu de la chance d'avoir passé an interesting weekend with my friends. Un weekend intéressant avec mes amis. And if you're writing this down, then I hope you remembered to put a hyphen in weekend. Remember, in French, un weekend has a hyphen in it. Week, hyphen, end. So let's go through that one again. I have been lucky to have spent an interesting weekend with my friends. J'ai eu de la chance d'avoir passé un week-end intéressant avec mes amis. Okay, moving on to number three. He explained to me what I had to do. He explained to me what I had to do. Okay, he explained to me is most likely to be in the perfect tense. It's obviously in the past, but he explained to me. It's not he was explaining to me, but he explained to me. It's like part of the story. Il m'a expliqué. Now, if you're writing this, you would need to think about whether or not expliqué would have to take an extra E. Il m'a expliqué. You may be thinking that if I, the person who's speaking, is a female, then expliqué may have to take an extra E. However, il m'a expliqué. What do you know about the me here, the M apostrophe from ma? Il m'a expliqué. Well, this me is indirect, because it's expliquer quelque chose à quelqu'un. So, il m'a expliqué, he to me, not just me, but to me has explained, il m'a expliqué, there's no agreement with expliquer. Il m'a expliqué, he explained to me what I had to do. Now, translating what can be quite a challenge. What I had to do is ce que je devais faire. Ce que je devais faire. Il m'a expliqué ce que je devais faire. And you may remember a phrase like this when Katie was trying out for her job in the cafe and Jérôme's father, her new boss, explained to her what she had to know. Il m'a expliqué ce que je devais savoir. In this case, we're saying, he explained to me what I had to do. Il m'a expliqué, no agreement, ce que je devais faire. Devais is, of course, coming from devoir, meaning to have to or to must, if you like. And it's in the imperfect tense, what I had to do. What I was having to do, if you like. Il m'a expliqué ce que je devais faire. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment. If you're working on Coffee Break French at this level, then you may also be interested in our Coffee Break French magazine podcast. Now, this is a podcast where we focus on a particular text, and that text is a cultural text helping you develop your knowledge of the French-speaking world. In each episode, I'm joined by Pierre Benoit, whom you may recognise as the voice of Alf, and we discuss the cultural text and answer your questions. Find out more about the Coffee Break French magazine at coffeebreakfrench.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Numéro 4. Translate into French, I don't know what happened to me. And for happen here, I'd like you to think of the verb arriver. I don't know what happened to me. Now, this one really is quite a challenging translation because you have to be able to manage to use the verb arriver to mean to happen. In this case, we would say, je ne sais pas, I don't know, ce qui m'est arrivé, that which to me is arrived or has happened. It's a perfect tense and arriver is, of course, an être verb. So, I don't know what happened to me or what has happened to me. Je ne sais pas ce qui m'est arrivé. And it's ce qui because it's followed immediately by the verb. Of course, there's an indirect object pronoun in there. Me, m'est arrivé, to me. But it's nonetheless followed by the verb rather than a subject. Ce qui itself is the subject. I don't know what happened to me. Je ne sais pas ce qui m'est arrivé. That one was taken from lesson 29. And again, it's one of these expressions that is good to know and to be able to use. It's perhaps a little more complicated to create yourself. Okay, number 5. She has taught us a good expression this week. She has taught us a good expression this week. Okay, again, in this one, there's quite a lot to think about. She has taught us a good expression this week. First of all, to teach someone something could be apprendre quelque chose à quelqu'un. Now, you might be thinking apprendre is to learn, and it is to learn. But when using this expression to teach someone something, you can use apprendre, apprendre quelque chose à quelqu'un. The correct word, if you like, for to teach is enseigner. Enseigner. And they're interchangeable here for this particular question. Let's use apprendre because that's what was used back in lesson 15 when this phrase was first used. So, she has taught us, or she taught us, perfect tense. Let's simplify it a little. If we say she has taught and not she has taught us, using apprendre, then we would say elle a appris. Appris being the past participle of the verb apprendre. Elle a appris. However, to make sure it is teaching rather than learning, we have to say to us. To us, the indirect object pronoun, nous. She to us has taught. Elle nous a appris. Elle nous a appris. And the fact that it's indirect means that there's no agreement with appris. So although it ends in an S already, even if we were all female, it wouldn't become elle nous a appris or anything like that. It stays as appris because nous is indirect, and you know that there are no agreements with your past participle in this sense when you're using an indirect object pronoun. So, she has taught us a good expression this week. Elle nous a appris une bonne expression. Expression is feminine, so we need to use bonne, the feminine form of the adjective bon, bonne. And this week, cette semaine. Cette, again, is the feminine form, C-E-T-T-E, cette semaine. Elle nous a appris une bonne expression cette semaine. Now, this is where we leave our free subscribers. Again, if you'd like to get the 5 extra questions to test your language and also benefit from the dictée, the dictation exercise that I explained earlier, then you can sign up to become a member at coffeebreakfrench.com.
This podcast was brought to you by the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at www.radiolingua.com.